a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Live from the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night, welcome aboard. It's the Monday night edition of the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, the 21st of January, 2008. Glad you're with us for the program tonight. My name is Mike Chambers. It's going to be open lines tonight. We're going to talk about the economy. We'll talk about Ron Paul's performance in the primaries over the weekend and anything else you want to talk about tonight at 800-313-9443. I have a list of guests that I want to bring on the program, but there's just so many things happening, and I'm afraid to do it because we're teetering here on the edge of disaster. And I certainly don't want to get into a subject when this is going on. I mean, we've got sheer pandemonium breaking loose in the world markets. Now, I'm going to try to get Howard Howard back on one night this week to give us an update on the recount going on in New Hampshire to see where that stands. They took a day off today, and last I knew they were still working on the Democratic side of things. And so we will see where they are at. Hopefully have Albert on tomorrow night or Wednesday night for the program. There's some other programs we've got in the pipeline as well. We're probably going to have Rob Balsamo on from Pilots for 9/11 Truth. They have been doing a forensic examination of the flight data recorder information that came out of both Flight 77 and Flight 93. Now, this is the flight data recorder information supposedly from the National Transportation Safety Board, and there's a number of questions in both flights. Flight 77 a bit too high over the Pentagon, according to the flight data recorder information, and some anomalies as well with Flight 93. And Flight 93, that's one of those things where there's so little known about what happened to that aircraft and the people on board that, of course, you know, you've got the Todd Beamer and Let's Roll kind of thing, that story that's been put forward. But a lot of the eyewitnesses that were there in Shanksville report something totally different. And the flight data recorder appears possibly to show something different. And so we're going to have Rob on either one night this week or early next week to talk about the flight data recorder from both of those. I've done a couple shows before with Rob, and they're always very informative. We are going to do the Young Guns Roundtable this Friday night here on the show. So we'll have the Young Guns Roundtable with Lee Rogers, Doug Owen, and Michael Vail on Friday night. Do that. I'm trying to do that every couple of weeks, and some other cool stuff that I've got planned. We're going to do a show on industrial hemp one night. You know, that has been one product that has been so demonized, one plant just demonized, and for what it can do. And Hemp USA is a sponsor here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'm going to tell you, I've taken the stuff, the hemp seed, the hemp powder. Oh my gosh, the difference in the way you feel is astronomical, and the things that this plant will do on an industrial scale, or just use some 60,000 products. We'll get into that one night, too. Back in a minute, we'll dive into the news around the corner.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Fallen, then I would not have found you. Angel flying too close to the ground. And I patched up your broken wing. Hung around a while, trying to keep your spirits up
and your fever down. Oh, I love that song. Willie Nelson, ladies and gentlemen, let that thing play, Mike.
I knew someday.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, I could let that whole thing play out. What a great song. Little Angels flying Too Close to the Ground. It's Willie Nelson. Ooh, that's good. And it's great because my bumpers have been installed. I mean, if there's a highlight to anything, it's to know that my bumpers are installed. Wow. I feel like a new man. There we go. I mean, we've got all hell breaking loose everywhere else. And we're going to get into all of that here tonight for sure. Time for Mouseketeer Roll Call. We've got in the RepublicBroadcasting.org chat room, which is open and available for you to dive into and chat. We've got Cherished Heart, Fresh Grump, Gulag 2008, Kung Fu Instructor. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Mr. Wizard, Rogue Dolphin, Snicky Weasel, Suzette, and Wolf Ron are in the RBN chat room. Over in the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we have Aaron, A. Barry Jane, Amby, Amoral, Break the Box, Doug, Hard True Soldier Chick, Josh, K. Bowser, Chris Lee, Mike S., Mike CTW, Not Mike, Rachel Blue Eyes, Rock Turner, the Double O Viper, Wolfgang, and Zing, all in the Midnight Rider Show chat room. So you can go there as well. Two rooms to choose from. Hey, we've got variety on this program. So pick a room, grab it like a rabbit, and head for the hole, and join them in chat, and have a good time. If you got comments or suggestions, I mean, my email load that I'm getting from listeners is incredible. People are sending more and more information, and that is very, very cool. And my email address is mike@midnightridershow.com. mike@midnightridershow.com. And whoever signed me up on the spam list, I want to thank you, too. whoa. But the amount of spam I'm getting on that name right now is like you would not believe. And I'm finally about to turn all the spam assassin stuff on it to start knocking some of that stuff out of there. But if you've got thoughts or suggestions or guest ideas about the program, please let me know and drop me a note there at mike@midnightridershow.com. If you want to join us on the program tonight, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Ron Paul had a money bomb today. Looks like the final totals here going to be right around $1,850,000. Right at $1.85 million, right around, because with about 4 minutes left, they were at $1,846,000. So I would imagine by the time it updated at the top, it was at $1,850,000. Right now for the month, Ron Paul is at $3,227,648.14. So that's for the month and the quarter so far. The campaign had talked about the fact that they needed $23 million. And I know that's going to be for past Super Tuesday, I'm sure, because I would imagine that the ads have already been bought for the Super Tuesday states, and they've made a decision on what states they're going to try to make a run in. And from what I understand, they're advertising in 8 states right now. I don't know what ads are running. I don't know the effectiveness of the ads. But I did find out something interesting about South Carolina. Kind of a poor showing in South Carolina after a great second place finish in Nevada. And actually, from what I'm hearing on the ground in Nevada, is that the campaign did much better than the vote total shows as far as delegates and things are concerned out of the caucuses. But in South Carolina, a 4% finish, 5th place, once again ahead of Rudy Poot Giuliani. 4%, Giuliani had 2%. Romney and Fred Thompson both at 15% in a little battle for 3rd place, with Fred Thompson coming out in 3rd. Then you had McCain in 1st and Huckabee in 2nd in South Carolina. But Ron Paul really back up against the wall in that state because it's a huge military contractor state. And I did not know that. But it's one of the largest per capita states with military contractors, and there's no way they want the war to be over. They want that money to keep on flowing. So the war is very, very good to South Carolina. But I think, you know, a lot of people are disappointed in the numbers today for the money bomb. And I am, in a way, and at the same time, I'm not surprised. I expected the numbers to be low. I think poor showing in Iowa and New Hampshire have certainly hurt the campaign as far as support and those that are willing to pluck money down, especially when, you know, you're talking about the world economic collapse and crisis taking place now, and it all being announced on the same day of the money bomb. Incredible. But still, you know, 1.885 million, nothing to sneeze at. I guarantee you there's not many candidates ever who can do that. And that's the third highest campaign donation day the Ron Paul campaign's had behind the Tea Party and the November 5th date. So all in all, you know, not a bad day. I mean, when you can plunk down 1.8 million for your candidate in a 24-hour period, that ain't shabby. But this first month, first two or three months of a new year are always tough. I mean, regardless of what business you're in, whether you're in the advertising business or you're asking people to depart with their cash, you know, because so many people overspend at Christmas, and they shouldn't, but they do. And then uncertainty in the economy. Plus, I think, you know, top that with underwhelming, performances in New Hampshire especially. That should have been the state that we just really rocked and rolled in. But we don't know what's going on there in that state as far as the recount's concerned. My gosh, they still haven't got to the Republican ballots yet. And if you go to the Secretary of State's website for New Hampshire, the number differences, a huge undervote from these machines, incredible. And it shows, it's proof positive, whether it changes the election or not, the fact that you're losing all these votes is reason enough to can these machines. I mean, get these machines gone. But we'll tell further when the Republican recount takes place. That's going to be statewide. That's not just going to be a couple of counties like what Mr. Kucinich had done in his recount. So this is going to be a statewide recount of all the Republican ballots that was ordered by Mr. Albert Howard out of Michigan, who was a candidate on the New Hampshire ballot. And this is, you know, he was on the show the other night. And he said, pray, Lord, you give me a national platform and I will not let you down. And here he is with a national platform. Do not think it's the way he had expected that it would turn out, but this indeed is the is how it's worked out. And so he is at the forefront of this. Somebody had released his phone number out on the internet. Whoever did that, that's bad form. Something you do not do. But nonetheless, it happened. And so, you know, people have been bothering him, even to the extent he had to change hotels that he was in. And this is a super nice man. He emailed me, he wrote me back within a couple of hours, said, I'll be in contact with you in less than 12 hours. And sure enough, he was. And, I mean, he's a man of his word. When he says he's going to do something, he does something. I was really surprised. But, you know, we're in a position, though, where, you know, if the campaign doesn't see itself, you know, doing the things that are necessary, if we're going to continue to get the message out, it's going to take us to do it. And we have been doing it. I mean, the grassroots effort for the campaign has been more than stellar. I mean, think about it. With very little advertising in Iowa and not a lot in New Hampshire, Iowa, you pull 10%. Wow. And then in what is it? Was it in similar numbers in New Hampshire, 6% in Michigan. You get a second place in Nevada where the campaign did spend some money and some time. And then a 4% in South Carolina in a state, you know, quite honestly, quite against you. And they did spend some money and they did spend some time there. But I think the grassroots has done a superb job. And there is talk, quite honestly, of a possible Ron Paul breakout in Florida. That, you know, he might be faring a lot better in Florida than some might think. And that's going to be really the tail of the tape. I think if Rudy Giuliani does poorly in Florida, if he doesn't win Florida, I think he goes. Fred Thompson is going to have to go. And that'll whittle the field down. But we'll come back. We'll talk more. If you want to join us, the number 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Fallen, then I would not have found you. Angel flying too close to the ground.
Well, you loved it once, you'll love it again. Thank you.
And I.
Walk him aboard, it's all Willie, all the time. Everybody, come on down. Ladies and gentlemen, Willie will be playing If You've Got the Money, Honey, I've Got the Time. And after midnight tonight, we'll be joined by Julio Iglesias with All the Girls I've Loved Before. Stick around here on the Midnight Rider. Tinkia. All right, 800-313-9443 is the number if you want to join us on the program. Again, chat room's open at republicbroadcasting.org. And at midnightridershow.com, grab a name and come on in and join the conversation. One thing with this economy teetering on the edge, and I mean, we'll get in depth into the economy here in just a few minutes, but I'm going to kind of wrap up some points about Ron Paul. With the economy in the shape that it is right now, this is where Ron Paul really needs to step out. If Ron Paul wants to seriously have a shot at winning the Republican nomination, he's got to do this here. This has to be it right here. He has to focus on the economy. Obviously, John. People think John McCain's the anti-war candidate. Why? I don't know. I don't get it. Don't know why, but they do. But here is a man who has been writing about these issues and talking about these issues for nearly 3 decades. He started talking about this very same, the very thing that's happening right now. He was talking about in the 1970s. And folks, the chickens are coming home to roost. This whole system is crashing down. And this is, in my opinion, is where Ron Paul needs to step up and say, look, this is what I'm saying. And this is the solution that we need to get ourselves out of this problem, or it's just going to continue to get worse. And he needs to get out on the campaign trail, and he needs to get out on the stump. They need to start having press conferences. If they've got to buy some infomercials, this is where they need to attack. Attack, attack, attack on the economy. Go after Mitt Romney on the economy. Go after John McCain on the economy. Go after each and every individual on the economy. As Carville said, it's the economy, stupid. And we're right back to that again. It is the economy. And whether people are going to have jobs or they're not, the numbers of people with jobs that have been jobless for over 6 months, that number is going up and up and up. And the reason they've kept the unemployment numbers low is because after 6 months, those people fall off the rolls. And they're no longer tracked and counted. Now, this number has been increasing for a number of years. And it will continue to go up. As more and more jobs in this country will disappear, not only to outsourcing, but companies just slowly falling apart. Because as inflation goes, their cost of raw materials is going to go up, and they're either going to have to raise their prices or start laying people off so they can stay open. And many of these companies will go belly up because of it. Now, there's not a lot of manufacturing left in this country as it is, and what manufacturing there is, there's not enough skilled laborers inside those manufacturing firms to even stay up with the demand now. But you combine the fact that they can't fill orders as quickly as they would like to, with the rising cost of the raw goods due to higher fuel cost and inflation itself, these companies are in bad shape. And Ron Paul needs to strike on this issue. He needs to strike on it hard, stay on it, hammer it, hammer it, hammer it, hammer it. And yeah, I think we need to make the war the secondary issue at this point. Yes, it's costing us over $1 trillion a year. Yes, we have spent too damn much money and we can't do it anymore. But he's got to simplify it for people. That the federal government is overdrawn in its checkbook, and the federal government has been able to go to the Federal Reserve and have them print more money at interest. So they're not overdrawn. But if you and I do the very same thing, if we keep on writing checks, we go to jail. And that's how it needs to be put in very simple terms to the American people. And start explaining in simple terms how the Fed works, how the monetary system works, and how getting rid of the Internal Revenue Service will immediately start to pump needed cash back into the system, and getting rid of the Federal Reserve will limit the amount of money that's being printed. And if we can get it back on a standard quick enough, provided that these grubbing Rothschilds and Morgans haven't stole all the gold, then we might be in a darn better shape under a Ron Paul presidency. And I think he has got to sell it. And if he doesn't sell this message this way, then this is over. It's going to be all for naught. It's the economy, stupid. Back in a minute with more This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California, home of mine. Straddled that Greyhound and rode him into Raleigh and on across Carolina. Had motor trouble to turn into a struggle halfway across Alabama. Well, a hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown. Run away up on me a through train ticket right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking in the New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. There are people there who care a little about me and have let the poor boy down.
Hey. All right, back here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Glad you're with us. For the program tonight, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Got a thoughts or comments, pick up the phone and dial us. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the most single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. Or you can give them a call at 877-327-0365. It's 877-327-0365. Let's take a phone call. DJ in Illinois, thank you for holding. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, okay. How are you folks doing?
I'm as good as I can be.
Under the circumstances, I think a lot of us are.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what's going to happen tomorrow? I think that's the big question. You've got markets down all over. Just before it came on the air, Australian markets are down 6%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Question.
Yeah.
This World Bank that was closed Friday and the alleged threat that was the reason it was closed, do they by any chance have any vaults in there that might have precious metals in them?
You know, that I don't know. That's an interesting question.
Yeah, if so, where are they? Where is it?
Well, I think the even larger question is, where's our gold? Is it in Fort Knox?
Yeah.
How much of it's there? I had heard a story that back, I think after World War II, that the gold was sold off at a low price to a number of people, and they were able to sell it at a at their own price on the market. I've not seen anything to corroborate it. I just saw the story one time. And so if that's the case, we have really been bamboozled.
True.
And really going to be left holding the bag.
But the World Bank has taken the wealth of this nation and many others' nations and has done so unlawfully. Who does that really belong to then?
Well, if they did it unlawfully, it's ours. It's stolen merchandise.
That's
these people
my
could
point.
They could go to jail.
That's my point.
Yeah.
I would also make the same statement about the Federal Reserve and the private owners and assets of that, as well as what has been going out of the country to this humongous several hundred thousand acre ranch in Paraguay.
Right.
I'd like to know where that was earned. And then, let's see, isn't there some new domicile in Dubai?
Yeah, Dubai's the new hotspot. It's the new hotspot for American companies and soon-to-be former vice presidents.
But are they being moved out so that their assets can't be touched and confiscated, frozen, whatever?
I would think that highly likely. I mean, I think it's very likely. I mean, because, you know, you've got companies like Halliburton, Kellogg Brown & Root. These people have been up to no good for a number of years. I mean, when it was illegal in this country, and it still is, to do business with Iran, guess who was doing business with Iran? Dick Cheney and Halliburton.
No. Really?
I know. I was surprised.
That.
I was surprised. I was shocked. I nearly punched the reporter in the mouth when I heard it. But no, it's true.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I know. But you know, it's just more of the same. I mean, the same tricks, the same old game, being played over and over and over. And they've done this. They just keep doing this. And now we're at the point economically that they can't keep playing this game anymore. They've run the line out, and there's no more rope.
So what is it going to boil down to before those few who can will literally freeze all the assets and demand that those banks, be they in Switzerland or wherever, freeze the assets as well, pending whatever level of criminal investigation and trial? What's it going to take?
It's going to take a lot of people waking up. Right now, I think our numbers are a lot smaller than what we think. We're growing. But I think based on what we're seeing out of support for Ron Paul. I think a lot of people thought we've had this huge movement going on. I don't think it's as big as what we thought. And I think it's going to take a lot of work on our part. I mean, I saw a poll Saturday night that was done by the Rasmussen folks, and it could have been rigged.
Mm-hmm.
But the question was, which to you is more important, your privacy or security? 51% of Americans chose security over their privacy.
But you don't have security if you don't have privacy.
Exactly. But just the illusion of security to them is more important than actually having freedom and privacy. Only 29% said they definitely wanted privacy. And 20%, if it wasn't bad enough that you had 51% of Americans that are absolute dimwits, but you have 20% on the other side that are even more dimwitted, they weren't sure. And I'm scratching my head here. I'm saying only 30% of Americans know that privacy and freedom is more important than security? Because the only way that you derive true security and true liberty is by freedom.
Haven't we had an incredible brainwashing job? How many of those actually have been brought up entirely and still live in the delusion that they live in TV land, that this can't really be happening here because I live here? It's always in some third world war-torn nation that level of criminality exists, the delusion that we can't ever be taken. That's already being taken.
Yeah, but look how successful the propaganda has been.
That's the delusion, and it is.
The whole control apparatus has been made complete. I mean, the fact that 6.5 years after 9/11, you can still sell fear to people, and they still buy it, and are still just as afraid today as they were on September 11th. That's absolutely incredible. And it shows you how powerful the machine is, and it shows you what a job we have to do.
It also shows you how fast that brainwashing gets done, since we have become a nation of idiot box washers.
Right. With each passing generation, the brainwashing becomes more complete. I mean, my kids are going nuts right now because their Xbox has not worked. And their DirecTV box hasn't worked, and I've not been in a real hurry to get them fixed. And they're having having to play outside. Then they find that they enjoy playing outside, but then they come in and say, "Well, we're bored. Well, why are you bored? Well, I don't have my Xbox." I said, "Go outside and make your own fun." Well, what did you do when you were a kid? I said, "I got my butt sent outside. We had a blast." I said, we got into all kinds of things. I said, if I just went and told you some of the crazy stuff that we did as kids, your mom would kill me. I said, but we went out and we had fun. We didn't hurt nothing, didn't break anything, didn't tear nothing up. We just got out and had a blast. Did it every day.
And, you also used your imagination. You used your thinking, critical thinking, in conjunction with each other.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can't use imagination unless it's spoon-fed to you on a screen, along with the side effects, I'm sorry, side effects, it is a side effect, the sound effects.
Right.
We have the side effect of zombies.
Oh, I know. And now, DJ, they've got these chairs that the kids sit in. And they've got the stereo sound right in their ears,
mm-hmm.
and it will really blow your mind. I played a racing game.
That is literal, though. It will literally. I'm sorry, I interrupt you there.
Well, you're making my point. I played this racing game a few years ago, and I was at my computer, and I was playing this game, and a car wrecked in front of me in this racing game, and the hood of the car comes over the car in front of me, and goes up over my hood. And over my windshield in the car that I'm in the racing game. And I literally had to stop because it was so realistic, DJ. I had to stop. My heart was up in my throat. And I'd raced cars. I used to race cars when this happened. But I had to stop. It was that breathtaking. And I mean, I've been run head on into a wall at nearly 80 or 100 miles an hour. But when I saw this happen, it blew my mind. It was so realistic. And these kids are just so sucked into it. And they do some, and they have to do a little bit more, and then a little more, and then a little more. And then that's all they want to do is just sit in front of that stupid machine. You got people walking around now. There's a game out called Guitar Hero that think that they're real musicians because they know how to click, click, click on their little Guitar Hero controllers like they're real musicians. So why not, instead of getting the controller, why don't you just go pick up a dad blame guitar and learn how to play it?
Yeah. I can't say that I race cars. I used to race each other's... we raced each other's ponies, each other's horses, etc. And I personally think that those four hooves beat your four wheels. Because, hey, there's nothing like being out there in the wind.
Well, that was one of the aspects of it, because this was a dirt car and you didn't have a windshield.
Ooh.
And so you would be going down the track, and that wind would come in and hit you, and it's the same feeling. It was just incredible. I mean, if all I had to do was go straight, it would have been worth it, because of that air, especially as the evening would come in. We were close to a river, and that air would just kind of get damp as it would come up and over. Oh man, it felt great on a hot summer night. But no, we'd race bikes. As kids, ride our bikes all over the place. A little small town I lived in for a while, when my mom and dad were living close to my grandmother for a while. We'd go off to this spring that was about 5 or 6 miles from our house. That's where the Spring River started, a place called Baptist Hill in Mount Vernon, Missouri. And the water would come out just so pure and so fresh. I went to take my wife there a few years ago. It was closed because people went in and tore it up. A bunch of high school kids went in and tore it all up. And I'm thinking, what in the world's going on? You could literally get in this water, DJ, it was 50 degrees. And the water was so clear and so fresh, it'd make a Berkey jealous. I mean, it was that good.
I remember seeing something like that when I was probably preteen. I still can taste it.
Yeah, oh my, yes.
You know, this game that you were talking about, and this quote chair game that
right.
is out now, I've got a couple hunches about it. I don't know anything about these. I don't even watch TV anymore unless I'm someplace else, and then I'll catch whatever might be pique my curiosity or whatever.
Right.
But if this game that was so similar to the racing that you had actually done
mm-hmm.
was able to create that level of response in your body, I'm wondering what else was going on other than just this game. In between that flicker rate, what was there?
I don't know. That was I wasn't in this chair that had the stereo stuff. I was just sitting at a little computer screen at a desk playing the game. I had the steering wheel and the pedals. Mm-hmm. At the time, and that added to the realism at all, but it was just something that hit me, and after that, I didn't have a desire to play that game much anymore. And after a while, I just totally stopped playing it.
If our brains can be taken down to sub-sleep,
mm-hmm.
and then at the same time, our bodies experience such profound trauma, that is trauma to the body.
Right.
It's not a rush like people think. A rush is like when you've had a good workout. Or something like that, or there's an exhilaration from something good. That kind of thing is trauma. It's hard on the body. It's hard on the brain. It's hard on everything. The adrenal system will burn out.
Mm-hmm.
But if people are continually fed that while their body is physically inactive, physically going downhill, what is that doing to the brain, and what is that doing to all the body systems? And this extreme blasting of sounds, what else is mixed in with what is consciously registering? Is there subconscious programming? I have more questions about this stuff
than anything else. And who knows? Because, you know, in that type of a chair, you know, you got those speakers, they're amplified, you know, that's going to cause the chair to vibrate a little bit. Are they able to send signals down there around 30 or 40 hertz or somewhere that's sympathetic? Because I've been in cars where if you've got the stereo up loud enough and you get the bass set right, it'll affect your heartbeat.
Yes, it'll change your heartbeat.
Oh, yeah, and that'll blow your mind, too. Try doing that going down the highway. That's not very fun.
Forms of rock will do that. You don't have to. Oh, I don't know how many decades it's been that it's been known that some drum rhythms can change the beat of the heart.
Right. And that's one of the reasons why now, if you listen to a lot of the popular music that's out today, that the music is all rhythm-based, where it used to be melody-based.
Yes.
Now it's all rhythm-based. Even the singers and the harmonies are all tied into the rhythm. It's totally amazing. DJ,
that's
excellent
more hypnotic
call. Oh, yeah, it's exactly. Thanks for the call. We're going to go to a break. That was a great call. I enjoyed that. That was a super call, DJ. Please call again. Back in a minute with more. If you'd like to join us, 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop
children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Back here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Coming up after the top of the hour, probably after the first break in the top in the next hour, got a clip for you of the McLaughlin Group on PBS. And they had heard a clip of Ron Paul and kind of went nuts. And some of the conversation is so moronic that I have to play this clip for you. It's telling. Pat Buchanan's contribution to it's pretty darn good, but some of it is just absolutely moronic. And okay, so we got DJ back. She got a couple more thoughts. All right, DJ, pop on back in.
Hey, you were talking about these kids playing or thinking that they're playing. It's actually just in their imagination.
Yeah.
To that I would say whatever opportunities anyone has, even if you didn't have it when you were a kid, if you have any possibility now, take it. Do it. Because you will never know. It is better to be a has-been than I never was. And then you always wonder what the possibilities were. You were talking about the experience of the air coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that one. I know the experience of the synergy between an incredible horse.
Right.
And that is beyond description. The synergy of your will. When you get a good match between horse and rider,
right?
It is incredible. A musical instrument. I had the opportunity up until the time I was 12 to take lessons, and I had just hit the beginning of the virtuoso category. And the delight in the minute changes of the music of the instrument,
right?
You will never know that by listening to music. You can come close by listening to real good music, but you will never know it by these voyeuristic, cheap, intellect-robbing. They're not even substitutes. What is being foisted on the population, not just the youth, but the population. I don't know if I'll ever be able to go back and get it. You know, we get old and we get decrepit. The abilities that it takes, the physical abilities that can be developed in our youth,
mm-hmm.
in our teens, in our young adulthood, can actually help carry our health farther in our life.
Oh, certainly.
Carry our brains farther, develop them. It's no joke to play Mozart to preborn infants. It's no joke to play Mozart, and I would say also like Franz Liszt, mm-hmm. to newborns. There is actual scientific evidence as far as Mozart goes, but the mathematical things in the notes, the mathematical things in knitting, in crocheting,
It's all there, and if you understand the music, you understand the math. I mean, it's indeed very true. DJ, I've got to let you go. Thank you.
Yes. Take care.
For calling back with those thoughts. Excellent thoughts. Come back with another hour of the program. You're tuned into the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.